Breathe into that space in your chest where your heart lives. Just allowing for the connection, your breath and your heart. Feeling that place, that space where your life lives, in the beating of your heart, right there, with each breath. And it's not just the physical heart. It's that connection that you make with your emotions to your spiritual heart, to the heart of the matter. That matter being your connection to who you are as divine. Take another breath. And see yourself, feel yourself saying yes to being divine, to being sacred, to finishing this day in a place and space of sacredness. So that when you wake up in the morning, you remember how you finish this day, and perhaps you will begin tomorrow writing a new day from your heart, in a place for yourself of honor, sacredness, and divinity.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see you again. Yes, here, right here. Know and understand that we are indeed connecting with your heart. Take a deep breath. We are connecting with your heart and we are holding it in true unconditional love. What does that feel like, huh? To be held in unconditional love? Put your hand on your heart. Not necessarily on your heart chakra, you know, that is somewhere different than your heart. We don't know why, but it is. And feel that beating. That essence. And just say to yourself, I love you, heart, oh heart of mine. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful that you just keep working every minute, every day. I hold you as you hold me in unconditional love. How does that feel, huh? Nice, eh? Yes, and you can do all your body parts like that, you know. You know, you can hold your head in unconditional love and give thanks for it. You can hold your elbow in unconditional love. You can hold your patuti, your sacred asset. For it is, you know, sacred. Serves a deep purpose. We just needed to get your heart open a little bit wider there. You see, as you are opening your own autobiography, you are looking at something over there. We don't know what it is. But as you are writing your own autobiography, you are in charge of the infinite way that it is written. And know that it may not be ending, because you are infinite as well. We talked with someone earlier that the doctor had diagnosed them with stage 4 something or other. Huh? Those are just words. The only meaning is the meaning that you give them. And just because a doctor has diagnosed you does not mean that you can't be the miracle that the doctor talks about at the American Medical Association when he goes to give a speech. It is true. We know many, many, many people, hundreds, maybe more, that got this stage 4 diagnosis and thought, ah! And then they thought, oh, wait, who's in charge of that? And they made the shift in their life and consciously said, I am love. And I only allow love to enter my presence. And when anything unlike love starts to enter my presence, they say, oh, no, thank you. We even know one person who called up all of her friends that would complain all of the time and said, don't call me anymore until I tell you you can call me. Because she is in charge. Yes? And came back from stage 4. It must be important because the bells are ringing. So know that you are in charge of writing your biography. You are in charge of connecting with that soul that is within you and honoring it and loving it. And we know sometimes in the very beginning, when you are in your mother's womb, it was not that way. It might not have felt that loving thing. Or maybe for some people it was. So with that energy, no one understands that that is your paragraph in the first of your book. And that is all. And give thanks to those people in your world that helped formulate who you are right now. For you are a gift to all of humanity. You are a magnificent. You are a channel of light. Take a deep breath. Put your hand on something sacred. And say, I, and repeat your name. Am a divine channel of light. I am a being of wisdom. I am magnificent. And I am moving forward in this world with love, light, laughter, and as much joy as I can create. Because I am making a difference. And I make a difference in other people's lives as well. And for this I give thanks. Take a deep breath. Not that we would want to quote the master, but then you have to say, well, and so it is. But there's not ending anything right now. Huh? Right? Right. So trust. Trust that you are your writer. You are your creator. We know you know this in your head. But now we want it in your heart. That you are feeling and filling this world with that joy. Can you imagine? Oh, please do. What the world will be like when everyone is living that joy. When everyone is living their soul's purpose, when everyone is fulfilling their life mission. And you know, your life mission is very simple. It is just to be in love with yourself and everyone else. Even if you may not like them as much, you still have to love them because they're a part of the human thing. Huh? And we love you. That is a part of the energy And so when you have some ailment in your body, how many times do you say, this hurts so much? Well, how many times have we told you that is a purchase order? Just this, a universal purchase order, just the same as if you are writing it to a company of God. Well, stop it. You understand? Instead, say, oh, thank you, dearest pain, for letting me know that something in my body is not in balance. And show me how I can bring it back into a place of balance. I love it, love it, love it. And then see what happens, huh? Love heals all, conquers all, is all, has all, is much better than everything else, yes? That is what the Master said. Trust yourself. Trust your life. Trust your intention. Trust your power of presence. Trust your wisdom to know what love really feels like. And love yourself as we love you. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I wish to continue what we started earlier today, speaking of the magnificence of the soul. In summary, it was an interesting validation in one way that the soul exists because most humans believe it does, because it's innate, it's intuitive. And we mentioned that almost all those who claim to have systems of belief include the soul. And so humans understand that there's something higher than themselves. Now, in that, there is now controversy and dissension about what that is. Believe it or not, there are those who say it is untouchable. It is too sacred for you to have. The fact that you have it at all would be a mystery to those who would say that. For if it's untouchable, why would you have it? And that then begs the next question. What's it for? Dear ones, the soul is here for you to ally with. This is part of the plan. That plan that puts you here in a corporeal body gives you duality and asks you to find the core truths of life. And you have. So many have. Interestingly enough, those who you would call the indigenous before modern times had most of those core truths. And through time and a de-evolvement yet again, you've lost them. Now it is time for you to regain them, except now there are billions on the planet involved. And now starts a kind of a civilization you've never had before, where the entire planet in what you call mainstream is invited to participate. And the participation is in that with an alliance with the soul. Now that alliance, we're going to give another name, and you've heard it before, and that is conscious evolvement. You're going to start evolving, and in that evolvement, the things that you're going to see, the words that are going to come to your mind that would define it, would be more integrity, transparency, kindness, benevolence, compassion. That these would then begin to get far, far higher ratings than jealousy, hate, anger. And that'll be a first. If you have looked at sociology, and if you've studied that which is human consciousness, you will see that the things that are seemingly most important all through humanity, the things that get the most attention, is the drama, is the hatred, is the jealousy. And those things then lead to actions that will challenge duality to the max. And that is when lives are taken. Over and over for eons and eons, these are the emotions and the attributes that have won. They're the ones above all the others. And suddenly I am telling you that new assignments of importance for humanity are coming from the words that I used before. And there are those who will laugh and say, good luck with that, Kryon. Because they still see a planet in trouble. They still see a planet that is consumed with the competition, the hatred, the problems, the fighting, all of those things. Dear ones, you have a planet that is starting to move and to change. You're starting to see it in your societies with the certain movements that are there, the things that are starting to be seen that have always been there, but suddenly they're not appropriate anymore. You're seeing things that may have been there forever that you perhaps assumed would always be there, and there's nothing you could do about them. And suddenly there is something you can do about them, and you're starting to seemingly clean it up. This is the evolvement of human consciousness. Slow, starts with first world countries, and then spreads out because consciousness is worldwide. And the evolvement of it is you starting to get closer to that which is your soul. You are the ones who separated yourself initially from that which is the soul. We talked about it earlier this morning. That soul of yours comes from that place of the Creator, and you called God. That soul of yours is not separate from the Creator, from God. It isn't. We made some statements and have all along, that God sees you as itself. God has put you corporally surrounded by this multidimensional energy called a soul. Some of you have started to understand and hook up something we have talked about before. Hook up meaning you have put it together, connected the dots. When I told you about Elijah, the only human being in human history to ever have his ascension recorded. Recorded, that is, written down, observed, written about, something that became even scripture. When Elisha documented Elijah's ascension, you got to see his soul. First time. Elijah, we have told you so many times, walked into the field and turned into light. A huge ball of energy, so different looking, so bright that even Elijah could not describe it. He gave it a metaphoric idea of a chariot being drawn by three white horses. All of those things mean other things, dear ones. They're all metaphors of spirituality. You got to see Elijah claim his soul and move off of earth. That's what happened. This is present in every single human being, every single one. I want to show and tell a little bit about what happens to this soul of yours when a corporeal body becomes part of it. The indigenous knew. The first thing that happens is that that body of yours, that corporeal consciousness of yours, starts to interface with the grids of the planet. These grids we have spoken of ever since we arrived, all of them. There are so many kinds of grids because there are so many gifts for humanity. The crystalline grid, which remembers things for you. The ancestral grid, which is the wisdom grid of the planet, which lays there ready for you to take from it. The magnetic grid, which helps to posture that which is the energy of consciousness. That is measurable. It is physics. Of all of the grids, that is the one that you are so much aware of, that my partner has taught and told you about. There's the Gaia grid. So let's talk about that one. All of these grids exist for humans. They don't exist for any other reason. What does that tell you about the honoring and the respect for humanity from God? Duality has always been with you, and we've given you several channels recently about that. It's not a struggle. It's a gift. It's a gift for you to soar above that which you thought was the highest of high in order to take you on a journey, if you wish, of evolvement so you can start to touch the face of your soul, which you have called your higher self. That word, higher self, has many other words in many other languages, even in some spiritual systems. An acknowledgement that you, as you sit in the chair, as you listen to this, might have some part of you which knows everything, which has all the answers that you could ever ask. Some of them you don't even know how to ask. They're beyond the ability to think about because they're not in your paradigm. All is known by that higher self. There is a connection when you get here between that which is your corporeal self, your higher self, and an entity called Gaia. The planet lives. It's alive in so many ways. You might say the planet has a soul of its own, a kind of soul. It is alive in the fact that it lives and breathes to support you. First thing we gave you information is that everything that's ever happened goes right into the planet, into the various grids that we have spoken of, especially the ancestral and the crystalline, that you have actually imbued the knowledge of your lifetimes on the planet. And when you leave, dear ones, and come back, that lifetime you lived stays here in a certain way. It stays here. It stays here not in a spooky way. It stays here as wisdom of being here. What did you learn? What happened while you were here? What emotions were most important? All into that, which is the crystalline and ancestral grid. Some of the indigenous on the planet have a ceremony. And we've told you about this, and it tells everything. And it goes like this. They'll go to a place that's beautiful, that's serene, where they can feel the sun on them. And they stoop down and they pick up a little bit of dirt and they put it upon their mouth and they taste it. And in that moment, they will tell you this, that all of the wisdom of their ancestors is theirs. Because the dirt of the earth is Gaia. And although it might seem metaphoric, I'll tell you that it isn't. That is core truth. That is one of the ways you get in touch with even that which is your past existence, which is in this crystalline and ancestral grid, dear ones. It interfaces with the Gaia grid, all of them together. Are you? Now I'm asking you, where is that in the spiritual systems of today? It's gone. That's devolvement, dear ones, of consciousness. At what point in time did you decide to throw away the most important connection you could ever have? That's starting to reoccur. More and more of those who are starting to understand the connection with their soul are coming to that acknowledgement of being connected with the dirt. Perhaps not as profoundly as the indigenous, for that's all they had, but profound enough. The understanding of it is all you need to start connecting with something that was designed to help you every day of your life. Design, imagine being in touch with ancestral wisdom. Imagine being in touch at some level with yourself. How many lifetimes have you lived at some level that Akash of yours is shared with Gaia? It's all there. An evolvement of consciousness is a humanity that starts to return to indigenous core truth and understand that. For when you start connecting with the planet through your higher self and your soul, there will be no more war. For you will see the dysfunction of all of it. No spiritual belief system on this planet of billions of people have even one chapter that has anything to do with that. This is the change that we tell you is starting to occur. Not that those spiritual systems will include it, but there's going to be intuition that will. Even those who will claim to be a certain thing in a spiritual system will cling to the idea soon that the planet has to be involved in their existence. And even though it may not be a platform of belief, it will be theirs. You can be both if you wish. You can be a good whatever and still love the earth and still hug a tree and feel that energy flow through you. It does not fly in the face of any doctrine. It does not say that you're wrong. It doesn't say that you've done something inappropriate. That is coming. And when it does, I'll tell you that there starts to be an increase in all those words I gave you, reviewing the words I gave you. Transparency, integrity, love, benevolence, compassion. These are going to start becoming the new words of how to live because of the connection you have with your higher self and the earth. There are many things going on right now on the planet that are esoteric, that are starting to push information to you. We've talked about the nodes and the nulls. We've given you many channelings, one in particular, while in a place called Peru. Go find out and go listen to what has happened, because they're all matched up, and it is a system, a push and pull energy that literally scrubs away things that are inappropriate and dark, starting to expose them in a way that light will then win over darkness. And that is what is slowly happening. But that's not all. There has got to be a decision, a real life decision, for you to start looking at the planet differently. Perhaps going out into the field, perhaps even putting a little dirt on your mouth. The idea, the metaphor, that you are connecting with not only yourself and the wisdom of you, but all of those ancestors who have so much to give you. That's the cycle that is coming. It is a cycle of remembrance and teaching, of realization that you're going to have. That's the next step. Oh, there are other steps, dear ones. But that's the first, returning to a connection with this planet. Before I close, I'll tell you, there's a lot more of these channelings about your soul. And I'll give them as things occur on the planet, as reminders. When countries start moving together instead of apart, it's starting to happen in certain countries. That is the recognition of those things I told you, which suddenly are more important than separation. An understanding of togetherness, of kindness, where there never was before. Watch for these things, and you'll know I'm right. Oh, but there's a big one. I'm going to close with this. How many souls are there? And the answer, again, is yes. Uncountable. You only have a few on this planet. They're all over. They're all over this galaxy, all over this universe. Although we stick to this galaxy because it's unique in the chemistry, the physics, and the rules. You're apt to find those like you here in this galaxy. And so we stick with that, trillions of you. And what did we tell you the soul really was? It's not apart from God, is it? Not really. That soul, you might say, is an extension of peace. You don't understand how this can be because you don't understand the essence of God. Pure love, pure benevolence. That's what God is. If that is God, that is a God that cannot hate, a God that cannot then torture or judge. Think about that. But think of this, if there are trillions upon trillions of souls in this galaxy, in places that you don't even know of, many of whom are corporeal, if that's the case, why don't you sense each other? You came from the same source. Now that is another story. Those who have gone into that which is graduate status, who truly have captured the essence of their higher self on other places and other planets and other systems, who have become then very high consciousness, have gone into the ability to move out of a corporeal body, those who some of you even might mistake as angels because you don't know any better. They exist. They'll be the first ones to tell you that you have no idea what's ahead. That some of these things will go way beyond duality. You will always have duality. Free choice is yours. But there's so much more than you know that is not just going on here, but that has potentials in the field that I'm telling you that is there to sense. Oh, I'll say it again. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. You have just begun. 2012 just happened. But already you start to see the results. What's really, truly, physically happening, you are becoming closer and closer to that which belongs to you and always has. The splendor and beauty of your own soul, your higher self. And that's special. Born magnificent for this reason. And so it is.